Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm your girl, Miss La Crush Hearts, the super fluffy flirt. I'm here, bitches. I'm on time. I'm on point. I'm in pain. All of the above. But guess what? I am here. That is the only concern that we need to have. I am here. We are finally kicking it off, finishing off the season of 2014. Quit slacking and make it happen. And since that is the theme for the year, Lord, can I just say, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's luck. Maybe it's Mother Nature. Maybe it's Kuta Kente. I don't know what it is. But every time I'm trying to make it to the airwaves, I have issues, people. I have issues. One time I lost my voice. I have issues. First of all, shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. Brick, Anonymous, I see y'all in the chat room. You can join me in the chat room at phonefantasyradio.com. That's the website. You can listen live and chat with me. 805-830-8320. You can press that one and join into the conversation. And shout out to the 919, which is the Carolinas. Hey, Carolina, how you doing? I'm here, folks. It's been a long couple of days, but I am definitely here with y'all, and I appreciate y'all being here with me. Let me tell you what just happened. I'm getting ready for the show. You know how I do. Got to get in there an hour early, 8:30. 8:45 come. I want to sign in. Guess what? They done signed me out. And guess what I did? I changed the password. I sure did. And I don't know what email I used. So, therefore, I couldn't get logged in. You know? I spent the last 15 minutes trying to get logged in. But I'm here. I made it. I found a way in. And I'm definitely here. Shout out to everybody that has been asking me about Phone Fantasy Radio. Where you at? Why you not back on air? Bye, 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 bye. Thank y'all so much for encouraging me to come back on air. I know how to take the summer off because y'all know how it get over here in this ghetto-ass building. Lights go out. Y'all know. We done tried it already. We already know how it works. So I just decided, you know what? Bump that. Let me stop canceling these people and just wait until it cools down. So here I am, September 8th, 2014. And boy, what a summer. OM motherfucking G. Everything went down this summer. Everything is just going down everywhere. And I don't even know where to begin. I'm just all over the place right now because I couldn't log in, people. I got my headset going. I don't have my backup phone. I'm about to get that popping in a minute. So right now, let me go ahead, stop talking for a minute, catch my breath, regroup, and come back to y'all. 805-830-8320. Press 1. Join me. Let me know how was your summer. How have things been with you? I feel like I haven't talked to y'all in forever, so I definitely need y'all to call up and shout me out and welcome me back, because this is the end of summer online party. You know how we do. So let's just stop talking and let's just take a break. Be right back.
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
If you want a bad bitch like this,
huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight, never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bringing 88 back.
What?
Bring the hooks in where the bass at. Champagne feeling, you should taste that.
Tokyo, I'm so fancy. Can you take this girl? Remember my name.
thought you knew that I'd be the I-G-G-Y, put my name in bold. I've been working, I'm up in here with some change to throw.
I'm so fancy, you already know, I'm in the fast lane, from LA to Tokyo.
How you love that? Got the whole world asking how I does that. Hot girl, hands off, don't touch that. Look at it, I bet you wishing you could clutch that. That's just the way you like it, huh? It's so good, he just wishing he could bite it, huh? Never turn down nothing, plainly, so go trigger on a gun like
Radio. This is Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Normally, it's musically inclined, but since this is my first time back in about 3 months, I thought I'd just go ahead and make this the end of the summer virtual party. We got the chat room popping right now. I'm here. I see the people calling in right now. Shout out to the 347s, the 919s, the 805-830-8320, the number to call. And I see some folks in the chatty. Hey, folks in the chatty. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I appreciate all of you for checking me out. Shout out to our good friends, Truth Bros Radio, truthbrosradio.com. Go check them out. They're on Mondays. 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. They're probably on right now, but shout out to them. Good old folk. They so sexy over there. But anyway, I'm not even going to go there. Also, shout out to Tony Breedlove from Hot Topics Radio as well. Y'all going to know more about that. We got a lot of things going on here, Phone Fantasy Radio. First and foremost, can I bring my peoples on? Can I talk to them for a minute? Can I catch up with people? 347, I had to bring you on. Please introduce yourself, Miss Pastor Brick.
Hello.
Hi, Brick.
Hey, what's up? What's going on? Phone Fantasy Radio.
What's up? I'm good. I'm ecstatic right now. I'm happy right now.
Really? I am too.
I'm happy right now. I'm feeling good about myself. I got the chat room going. I got people checking us in. You, the 919. I ain't seen in a very long time. That rhymes. Anyway.
Everybody in the house. Everybody missed me.
Everybody missed me. I ain't get a chance to do what I normally do. My routine got a little messed up because I changed the password and I don't remember it. I had to use a social network to log in, and I'm like, shh, I can't go change it right now. I got to get on air. I got to be on time today. It's not supposed to. That's what I'm saying. It happens all the time to me. It's not supposed to. Shit. Oh, can I give a shout-out to the infamous Charles Sprawls? Yeah. Got to give a big shout-out to the infamous Charles Sprawls, the best I do or die pimp of the year, player from the Himalayas, all of the above. He's waving high, y'all. You sitting there waving hi. All right. So, Brick,
mm-hmm.
I must ask you, how was your summer? Like, you've been MIA for a minute because you were sick before we even got to summertime.
This is true.
So, how are things with you for the last couple of months?
Well, as you can hear and listen, me, I got my voice back. I don't sound like Bart Simpson anymore. That sounded like a hot mess before. But I'm glad I got my voice back finally. That was a bad viral infection I had. Took my voice for like months.
Wow.
Finally came back. So I'm good now. This mm-hmm. summer was dull. I didn't
mm-hmm.
do anything. Actually, it went by fast.
Mm-hmm.
This is like one of the fastest summers on record.
Is
really?
It?
Well, because
no,
we didn't get many
it was
hot days
mild.
Here.
It was mild. I was going to say that. It was mild, so we were just stuck. We were just stuck. We had nowhere to go, nowhere to do. Shout out to all the admins. I mean, excuse me, anonymous folks in there, you know, lower right-hand corner, set your name so I have something to call you. But shout out to the 1109. You know, call us up, 805-830-8320. Press 1. I totally agree with you, Brick. The summer was mild. It wasn't as hot as I thought it'd be. I could have come back on air, but I didn't want to take that chance, and I just wanted to enjoy the summer, so I was lazy. I did do something I haven't done in 25 years, Rick.
And what was that?
I went to the public pool.
Get out of town. What pool you went to?
Marcy Pool.
Oh, my God. You was bold, too.
I was in Marcy Pool. I had not been to that exact pool in about 25 years since I was a little girl.
Wow.
Because I was a little girl. I remember walking from that pool crying because they wouldn't let me in because I didn't have a swimsuit on.
Ain't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
That's
they make
cool.
you lift up your. They make you lift up your shirt. You can't go in there unless you have a swimsuit or swim trunks on. You can't wear colors. It got to be white.
No colors.
You know, the guys will only wear white T-shirts. You know,
okay,
when you're covering up. They're going, well, you know. New York City, red, blues don't go together. Well,
oh, okay. Well, that's true, yeah.
Right. So,
but I didn't
people, you know, right.
That's crazy, but okay.
I went in there. You know, they redone it. They have redone it. That was, I was feeling all nostalgic. Like, okay, really? I'm in here right now? Okay. Like, I'm really in here. I didn't even have to, you know, you know what I mean? Like, I made it in here, bitches. Like, the lady laughing at me at the front gate. Because I'm like, yeah, I got my lock and I got my swimsuit on, yeah. But I ain't got no kids. I just rolled in there dolo, my little two-piece on, belly hanging, fuck everybody. I'm in here, bitches. I felt some type of way. But I was in there, I thought I was a little mermaid going on in there, man. It was great.
You had the little water wings on, too?
I was in there, I was doing handstands.
You know.
Handstands and backflips. What? I never feel it's like.
I ain't getting in no public pool. Mm-mm.
I got in there, man. I was like, I ain't never feel this like. I was doing handstands and backstrokes and drowning. I caught the lifeguard mm-hmm. sleeping.
You go ahead with that. Mm-mm.
I caught mm-hmm. the lifeguard sleeping. I'm like, yo, here go a key. That nigga ain't answer me. I'm like, yo, you sleep. He had his glasses on. You sleep? He like, shh, shaking his head. Shh, nigga.
Okay.
I caught you sleeping, nigga.
Exactly. Who gives
you know,
who tries their kids down his watch? So what?
You know, I didn't let him live that down until they blew the whistle for us to get out the pool. I ain't let him down. You what? You awake? Just kept fucking with him. You awake now? You up? You focused? Because I don't feel safe with you sleeping right there. Oh, girl. And it was there with no shirt on. Oh, my goodness.
I thought
it
you had to wear a white shirt.
No. I'm saying they, you know, when you do wear a shirt, it can only be a white shirt. But girl, they was naked. They were naked. Ooh, Lord, they were naked.
Oh, that's
nasty.
Mm-mm.
No, well, I don't mean naked like that. I mean they ain't had no shirt on. They had their trunks on, but no shirt. And the muscles were bulging, and the nipples were hard because you know they were cold. Girl, they were chocolate and all different shades of ice cream cone. Mama was looking. Mama was looking. I was trying to act like I wasn't looking, but I was looking.
I know you was looking.
Mm-hmm.
I know you was.
Look, that's a whole nother show, girl. That's a whole nother show. Anyway, folks, let us know about your summertime. Give us a call, 805-830-8320. Some had it nice, some had it didn't. You know, fill us in. Let us know what it is and how you're doing or all of the above.
Did you go somewhere? Did you meet a summer love? Did you break up? What happened? What's up
summer
this summer?
Love. Oh, do that even exist?
No, but that's another story. That's another show.
That's another show.
That's another show.
Don't worry, folks. I'm going to let y'all know the 411 and in just a bit about what's going on a new season of Phone Fantasy Radio, because that's how we're doing here. I have topics, folks. I got topics today.
We got topics.
I got a new flow. We got new shows. We got old shows. We got everything coming back.
New shows, old shows.
All of the old school, new school. Oh, wait. No, it's just fine. Hello.
Good music. We got some good music, too.
Good music. You know, opportunities for people out there that want to be down with the Phone Fantasy Radio crew. Y'all know I work hard. So, I represent all of the above, and I definitely invite y'all to come and tune in. I am going to be a little, you know, what you can expect this season for me not to be so X-rated. I'm gonna break it down. I'm going to bring it down a notch. I'm going to go to the R-rated. I can't say PG-13 because I'm just not there yet, but I'm going back down to the R-rated. I can do R-rated. I'm going to do R-rated, Britt.
You're going to do R-rated. Okay.
R-rated. I don't have to do X-rated. I'm not. Right. That's what it
Your
is.
Your stuff is past R.
I'm not going to do the triple X thing. I'm not going to do the triple
X. Thank God. Okay.
Right. We're going to keep it grown. I'm going to keep it sexy, fun, entertaining, all of the above. But I'm not going to jump off the cliffs. I'm just going to take it right to the ropes, to the buoy.
And let you jump
yourself.
Then we're
going to pull it back. Right. Then we're going to pull it back.
Well, if they want to jump themselves, that's fine.
This, let me tell y'all, this is my disclaimer. This does not apply to others, just myself. So if you feel the need to jump off the grid, you can do that. I'm not going to stifle you and your expression here at Phone Fantasy Radio. We don't do that. If it's on your mind, if it's on your heart, you want to speak it, we are all ears. However, I'm going to try to be a little bit more conscious of what I say, how I say it, and when I say it.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like a plan? That's my goal.
Yes.
That's my goal.
That these views are not necessarily the views of Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just La Crush Hearts. That's our display.
Just La Crush Hearts.
Yeah.
So please send all your hate emails to her.
PhoneFantasyRadio@gmail.com. Well, I welcome them. Bring it, sucker. Bring it. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to let y'all know what's really goody on the new season of Phone Fantasy Radio, 805-830-8320. That's the number to call. Press that 1. I'm going to let y'all on. Let me know how was your summer, what you do, who you did it with, and all of the above.
What you did, how you did it, when you did it, how well you did it.
Well, I don't know.
You want to do it again?
No, I don't know if I want to know all that.
I want to know it all.
Like I said, you want to know it all. You know this. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, folks, bring it. Bring it. We're ready. Bring it to the table. And we're going to get to that in a minute, too.
All right.
This is Phone Fantasy Radio's End of the Summer Online Party. I'm your hostess, Ms. La Crush Hart. She's your co-host right now, Brick.
Miss Brick.
We representing Brooklyn. We the big Brooklyn babes up in here.
There you go. Big Brooklyn babes.
Big Brooklyn babes. And we are flawless.
We are.
We flawless. We flawless. I'm going to play that right now. Be right back, y'all.
Nobody
Ray on that Chardonnay, it's gonna touch down on your runway. I'm big forever like Bobby and I'm Rambo in the O. Billy rich like John Jack, I'm Camo in the O. You stop, can't clock me nowadays, you wish I was your pound cake. Boy, you know I look good at four, wish I was your baby mom. Want me to go around and give you good karma, but no. We escalating up in this bitch like elevator. Of course sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Of course sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Post up, run around in it, lopping on that. This diamond, my diamond, this rock, my rock. I woke up like this, I woke up like this. We flawless, ladies, tell them I woke up like this, I woke up like this. We flawless, ladies, tell them say I look so good tonight.
I know they hope I fall, but tell them winning is my motherfucking protocol. Cause I score before I ever throw the ball. These bitches washed up and ain't no fucking soap involved. It's every hood nigga dream, fantasizing about Nicki and B. Curves delicious, pussy serves delicious. Mayday, mayday, earth the bitches. Slap these hoes on they ass like we birthing bitches. The queen of rap, slaying with Queen B. You ain't on a team, you playing for Team D. Cause we A-listers, we pay sisters. This watch right here done phase blizzards. I confess I woke up like this. All this drank in my cup like this. All this apple, that flawless dick. Instagram, another flawless pit. Flawless city with these flawless titties. I got all these honeys, you got all the fitties. I'm with some flawless bitches cause they modern pretty. Cause niggas love bad bitches, I be on a grizzly. Throw the ass back, I be on my frizzy. Princess cut diamonds on my Disney.
He want Monster, Nikki in Sri Lanka. I told him meet me at the Trump Ivanka. I said, come here, let me show you how this cookie tastes. This, that, yeah, nigga, eat the cookie face.
Rod, 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 rod.
Right, I know how I do. I get caught up and I be forgetting. I'm back, folks. I'm back. Welcome to Full Fantasy Radio. I'm the hostess, Miss LaCrush Hearts, and she over there, the corner, is Miss Brick Wilkes, and... We're back, people. We are back.
We
I don't
are
no
back.
Sound effects. I would normally play a sound effect right now, but I ain't got no sound effects right now. They deleted everything. Everything is fresh, brand new, everything. But I'm back.
Welcome back. You know
Thank you very much. Welcome back to you too as well. Welcome.
Thank you.
First and foremost, as y'all know, it's the end of this online party, and this is the show where we're going to let y'all know what is popping with Phone Fantasy Radio this new season. All right, so first and foremost, I changed the little format around. This one is a little free breezy, but we have brand new topics. We got brand new segments, and we even got a revamp of an oldie but goodie coming back to the airwaves, Miss Brick.
Yes, Brick House will be
back, y'all. Y'all asked about it. Y'all was, when is this coming back? Well, we got it. We got you. We got you. We got you.
We got it. Be careful what you wish for.
We got what you wish for. You know, I always aim to please y'all. When y'all ask about it, I try my best to accommodate. So, Brick House. Let's start it off. Brick House will be on air starting in October. October 5th. Yes. The first show is October 5th, 7 p.m. Eastern, right?
Yep. 7.
October 5th. 7 p.m. Eastern, folks. We're gonna start it off early. No more Monday night. No, we're going to start off early, okay? September 5th, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. Brick House with Brick Wilkes. I'm thinking. I should let you explain your show because you will be hosting that show. Let me let you explain your show. What is Brick House about?
Brick House is where we shall meet on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. You know, that's the time when we're unwinding from our weekend. We're getting ourselves ready for work. And I want to get you mentally ready to face the work week. So what we're going to do is we're going to discuss a number of topics that affect our communities, that affect us socially, that affect us economically, financially. We're just going to shed some light on some hot-button topics that make the news. We're going to talk about everything from government to gumbo. Whatever's hot, that's what we're going to talk about. All right? And we're going to get real. And I want everybody to feel free to call in with your opinions because opinions are welcome. No matter what side you're on, if you're a Republican, oh, please call if you're a Republican. But if you're not, you know, Democrats call, Republicans, Independents, whatever. Whatever your views are, if you are, feel like, you know, we need to have anarchy, call, please. You know, but I don't want to get taken off the air, but still, you know, your opinion is, you know, we're going to talk about everything from the State of the Union to just anything. Anything that's out there that you're like, wow, can you believe this? We're going to talk about gentrification. We're going to talk about geology. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff that affects us that we don't think affects us, but it does. And you know me, I'm a conspiracy theorist. So, you know, I got my conspiracy theories about what's going on. We're going to talk about that as well.
I was thinking that, too. I was thinking about that earlier after we spoke. That did cross my mind, conspiracy theories. That, I mean, you hate to believe in them, but sometimes shit just makes sense.
Exactly.
You know, like, it fits in it like the Bible. It just, everybody got the interpretation, but stuff just fits into that groove that, let's really sit down and think about it. You know what I mean? Like, somebody posted something I read earlier, and I just couldn't help but laugh, and I did not repost it because I didn't want to hear nobody's mouth. But somebody posted something about the Bible. They said, where did Jesus come up with the names John in the Middle East? He was in the Middle East. So how are their names John, you know what I mean? John, Matthew. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. You know what I mean? Like, stuff just ain't, you know, like, that's a, I think that's a valid question.
Exactly. And I'm sure somebody out there has the answer. These are the type of things that we're going to bring up to light, what my conspiracy theories are mostly about, what's going on with every day. I'm not really going to promise you we're going to touch the very base of religion. We're not going to go too deep into that because everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah, right. Gun control, will you be talking about that? Can we add that there too?
What can we add?
Gun control. Because you know about my theory on that. Like something ain't adding up with this gun control.
A lot of things don't add up, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the fact that, and something came up to me the other day, if I could share real quick. Do you realize that there was talk of reparations? When there was once talk about us actually having a good chance of getting some reparations? And what happened during that time? All of a sudden, boom, economic stimulus time. And I think that we were paid off. That's my theory. I think we were paid off. But we're going to talk about that, too. because it was just funny, the timing was just, once we actually started making some headway with this reparations, we get a buyout, and then you say, okay, $600 a kid, who's that going to benefit more than our communities who have 5 and 6 kids? It's going to help us, right? But we're going to talk about that. We're going to get into that.
Okay.
All that stuff is going to happen on Brick House. So I want you to feel free after you have your Sunday dinner, after you know, wash dishes up, got the kids in the bathtub, or they're settling down for evening. Tune in to Brick House. Same number.
Yeah.
805-830-8320.
Y'all know how we do. Y'all know
how we
do.
Sunday. Come to...
We're gonna have a tour show. 7 p.m. I'm sorry, hour and a half, 90 minutes, right?
90 minutes.
7 p.m. to 8:30. Yeah, 7 p.m. to 8:30 Sunday nights. That's what's going down on Phone Fantasy Radio. We starting off your week right. We're gonna get the muscles moving, the mental muscles moving, and we're gonna get the blood pumping. You can go to work fresh, dead, and shut
you can talk
your
about this at the water
cooler
the next day.
Exactly. You got something to talk about. You know what? I was listening to Phone Fantasy Radio. What's that? You know, word of mouth. Thank you for supporting us. Shout us out. Okay. That's Sunday night. You got the brain pumping. Your back work. It's always the dread Monday. You know, it's always the dreaded Monday. So, without further ado, we bring it back. The return of Musically Inclined with LaCrush Hearts. This is going to be the show that just hit light stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity gossip. You know, what was the latest on TMZ? What you missed on Facebook? You know how we do. What was popping? What's trending? And on the same note, I'm going to hit you with some tunes. We're going to have old school night. We're going to have old school, new school. Battle R&B night. Bedroom Boom is coming back.
Bring it back
to Bedroom Boom. You know, we're going to get a little nice and smooth and mellow, make you laugh, and try to brighten up your miserable Monday. You know, because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Miserable Monday. The first day of the week. The weekend ain't long enough, you know. So I'm going to try to make it light and happy and so lucky on a Monday night, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. or 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. That's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. Tip of the iceberg. What
just
we're going to do right
tip.
Now, just a tip, just a little tip.
We got a lot of stuff.
Big shout out to On a Quest. He is in the chat room right now. Big shout out to On a Quest representing the North Carolina, I believe it is. Thank you, sir, for wishing me back. Thank you. Appreciate that. Supporting me.
Wait a minute. That is, excuse me, is that Mr. BQ on a quest?
Mm-hmm.
He's so real.
Mm-hmm. And y'all better
you
be
like
and y'all
with him.
Yeah,
shout
y'all
out to
be
BQ
hanging.
On a quest.
Yeah, BQ on a quest in the building. Shout out to Reggie Jackson. Ray Jackson hit me up on Facebook. He said he gonna call in, but shout out to him. If we missed him, shout out to him. Appreciate
that's D. Reggie Jackson? D. Reggie Jackson?
No, just Reggie Jackson. Just Reggie Jackson. With a nice little cute smiley. He got a little grin now. Okay, head of chocolate. Shout out to Facebook. Shout out to Mr. Jackson. You know what I just said now?
Mm-hmm.
I found out that Outkast Miss Jackson was actually talking about Erykah Badu Mama. I didn't even know that.
Really?
If I knew that, I didn't remember that until I happened to read it again. Like, oh, really? He was talking about them? But anyway.
Oh, goodness.
But no.
Miss Jackson.
He's talking about his baby mama, Erykah Badu. Mama. There we go. Erykah.
Okay.
His baby's grandma mama. Wait, is that how it goes? Anyway. okay, so Monday night, y'all know we're going to keep it smooth, cool. Shout out to Larry D. Edwards. Lowry. Y'all know him.
Lowry.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
love.
The poetry man.
Mm-hmm. Poetic Love. He got a mixtape dropping soon, but, you know, we're going to get the 411 on that when we get back.
Yeah, we got to have some of them poets back on.
You think so?
Yeah, we got to have some of them poets.
Okay. I'm going to reach out to some. Let's see if I can get some stuff sent in for Musically Inclined. You know, maybe bring back spoken memoirs. I like that.
Yeah. What was my favorite one again? It was one that was my favorite. I can't remember. We'll talk about it off the scene.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Monday is done. It's put to bed. It's over. Bringing new flavor to your ear on a Tuesday. On a Tuesday, folks. The Honey Sweet. Yes. Tuesday night, 9 p.m. The Honey Sweet. It's getting real, folks. Getting real in the field. I got some new segments for the Honey Sweet. As I did before, every Tuesday will be a different theme. We'll have a different topic, a different area of focus, if you will. On the first Tuesday, October 7th, it's called Parental Guidance. I thought I kind of hit a target another aspect of our audience, with those people with children out there, parenting tips, parenting advice, and situations that involve our youth. I thought it would be great to highlight that on the first Tuesday of the month, which we're going to call Parental Guidance. If you are a parent out there, you want to be a part of the panel, by all means, or a featured guest host, by all means, hit me up, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. I got some awesome topics for that. We're going to talk about some social media challenges, technology in parents. You know, it's definitely something I want to start. I want to hit on. It starts at home. Spoiled brat starts at home. So I definitely want to hit on that. You know, that's a topic we always hear. It starts at home. You know, so. Something else that's going on in the news, I heard. I don't know. They said it was a hoax, but shit, you never know nowadays. Bed bugs.
Ah!
Kids getting high off of bed bugs. Yeah, I said it. Y'all heard right. So we're going to talk about all that. We're going to talk about all that this season. They got the venom in them. You have to crush them up and then smoke them. Listen, we're going to talk about all that. If it's a hoax.
They want to come smoke from roaches. Something.
We don't need you to encourage nothing. We don't need you to encourage nothing, Brooke. We don't need you
smoke
to encourage
the roaches running around your house.
No,
that's
Brooke,
what you can
no.
smoke.
No, Brooke. No. No, we're not smoking roaches, Brooke. No. But that's where we at. This is why black. See, this is what I'm talking about. Parental Guidance, the first Tuesday of the month, started October 7th. You know, this is when it's all going down, all in October. Next one, every second Tuesday, is called the Honey Pot.
Ooh.
The Honey Pot is just our usual thing, you know, relationships, dating, those type of topics.
I like those shows.
I do or I don't want to get married. You know, we have those type of questions. Is trust love? I got some shit up here. Waiting to exhale. Why do you stay? Listen, I've got y'all covered, folks. I got y'all covered.
Why do I stay?
Why do you stay? Waiting to exhale. Even tomorrow on the Honey Sweet, I got a nice little topic. We're gonna get to some realism. excuse me. With a candid discussion on niggas and bitches.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I'm going to start off hardcore. Niggas and bitches. Are these terms part of a culture, or is there more to it? Why is it niggas and bitches? What is up with this? We're going to have to dig deep into these terms as a community and as a culture and get real. What is the real flavor behind niggas and bitches? Best way to do it on the Honey Suite. We got a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to come back. We're going to get to the rest of what's coming down on the Honey Suite. Stay tuned. Let's take a quick break. 805-830-8320. You're going to take it. 805-830.
You're hitting me in the head with bed bugs smoking and niggas. I don't know if I can take it anymore.
Niggas and bitches. I told you I'm going light this year, though. This is not even us being triple X. This is us being real. And NC-17.
They're not ready.
Our audience, they ready.
They're ready.
Our listeners, our supporters, the people that come to Phone Fantasy Radio, for a fact, they ready. They been waiting for this. They been saying, y'all play too much. I'm going to need y'all to really talk about something.
Y'all play too much.
Y'all play too much. I'm going to need y'all to really sit down and talk about something and plan this out. So you know what, folks? I took your advice, and I am taking it to the next level with Phone Fantasy Radio. We not all are just about sex. And maybe,
we ain't playing no
there
more.
There we go. We ain't playing no more. The gloves are off. We gonna keep it real now. We got a mature audience. Everybody that listens to this show is 28 and older, 27 and older. So I think we're ready. I know for a fact we're ready. We're not ratchet. We're not ghetto. But we're ready.
That's right.
All right, folks. Bye. Let me take a quick break. Take a quick, tiny quick break. And we're going to be right. Oh.
Stripes and all these niggas, babe, who fallin' in the beamer. Collar on my polo. kisses on my necklace. All my diamonds watching, now my watch is getting jealous. Smoking on the bomb in my autograph LeBron. Yeah, she told me I'm the one, that's when I only hit it once.
Back to Phone Fantasy Radio live with Mr. Crush Hearts. End of the summer online party going down right now. New flame, new things, new season. We getting it popping. I'm letting y'all know what's going down on a Tuesday night with the new season of the Honey Suite. We went over parental guidance, right? Our show for parents. We went over the Honey Suite, our show for lovers, if you will. Every third Tuesday of the month, our favorite show, Crushing After Dark.
Crushing After Dark.
You know, when we get a little sexy, we have a little sexy conversation. You know, I was tempted to go to a kink party last month, but that fell through. So, you know, but I'm going to get to it, and I'm going to come back and report it. But, you know, I got BBW smothering. We're going to talk about that. Sex toys. We're going to talk about that. and a little bit of everything else in between. You know,
we're going to...
What's that?
Domination submission.
We're going to get into all that. That's crushing after dark. That's how it really goes down. Right. So I have a new segment I'm bringing to the table, y'all. It's called Really Reality. This is a new segment. The following week after Crushing After Dark, we're going to take it to reality television. Yeah, I'm going to take it to reality television because I came across a couple of new shows that have hit the airwaves, and one of them was called Babs. Yeah, just like the movie, Babs, Black African Princes and Princesses. Princes and Princesses. Mm-hmm. And this show right here need to be... I'm not even going to get into it. We're just going to talk about how has reality TV gone too far. That's all I'm saying. That's what we're going to talk about. Really reality. Has reality TV gone too far? That's our question. We also have the locker room for the men. I want to get into this topic, the fear of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I'm not even going to say no more. This is what you can expect. These are some of the topics that I have down on my big old show, ball of show topics. I got a little bit of everything. Do you or don't you want kids? Do you or don't you want to get married? Use and abuse a relationship. Alternative lifestyles. Ready to exhale. Technology. Oh. Love and trust, depression, social media. We're going to talk about it all. And then we have Brick House, Musically Inclined, and The Honey Suite. That's what you got going down. That's what you expect starting now. Starting now, tomorrow night, join us on the debut of The Honey Suite at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Remind you, we are in the chat room at phonefantasyradio.com. Just click on the big old We Are Live Now banner at the head, at the top. We are live now. Click on that and go to join us in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. okay, okay. You think he needs work? Thank you for your input on the quest. We're here. I got a little energy going. I see some people's are with us. We got somebody restricted. Hey, shout out to Russ if Russ is there. Big shout out to Russ, Marva, Lady C, all our original heads. They're gonna be back soon because I ain't let them know. So you know, gotta let them know. I got people hitting us up and commenting, and, you know, I've been sharing videos. But first and foremost, let me tell y'all about our brand new Facebook group, PFR, Bring It to the Table. Bring It to the Table. What's that going to be is where we talk about all those topics I talked about today. Well, we're going to throw it in there and just get y'all and let y'all voice your opinions or anything newsworthy you want to speak and you want to bring it to the table. That's the place to do it. So if you're on Facebook, look us up, bring it to the table. Like us on Facebook at WRPF Radio. Hit me up at LaHearts. I'm on Facebook, LaCrush Hearts, LaHearts. And, stay tuned, man. I'm expecting to have a great, great season. Like I said, got the topics going, got the structure going. We're gonna make it do this season, man. We're trying. That's the only thing I can do is try. This is a A and B conversation. I'm gonna need y'all to see y'all way in, okay? Everybody need to see y'all way in. You got A, Crush Hearts. You got B for Brick Wilkes. And then y'all got C, which is y'all, the crowd, the crew. I need y'all to call us up, support us, join us in the chat room, 805-830-8320. Save my email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, all that good stuff. I'm going to need y'all input, especially in the Facebook group when you get a chance. Do that. So sexy, so slim, luscious lips. representing Staten Island, New York, the one and only Mr. Formal Ray. How are you, sir?
Formal Ray.
Hey, welcome back, Lady LaCrush, Lady Brick. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Formal Ray?
Hey, you know, listen to me. You know, I'm taking the bull by the horns with my health issues. I'm out of work right now, going on my second week, but, you know, I'm taking it day by day. And, you know, I'm just rebuilding, replenishing, rethinking, and, you know, I'm feeling good right about now.
That is so good to hear, Formal Ray. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You know, times are difficult for everybody, Formal Ray, for I, too, have gone through it. Well, I'm going through it.
But just
know that God is good, Formal Ray, and you will pull through.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I have faith.
This is true.
I really have faith.
Yeah, likewise, believe me. Lady LaCrush, I'm looking forward to the new season. It sounds very exciting. It sounds very progressive. It sounds like you really are ready to take it to the next level. I've never heard such energy from you, so I'm looking forward to being a part of it and being a positive contributor.
Yes, I definitely want to talk to you about that. I definitely want you on my team. But listen, you know what it is? It's the medication. Last week I had a few days in the hospital myself. You know, nothing too serious, but serious enough where I had to stay. And they got me on these pills. I take about 7 pills at night and 4 in the morning. So that lets
that's
you know
it.
I'm.
She's stolen right now.
That's interesting. My sister was in the hospital last week too.
Aww, shout out to Renee. Last week was doing it, man. I don't know what it is. It's just, I don't know. It's always something.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm ready to take it to the next level. It's not going to be all about sex because, you know, that was our thing. That was our niche. But we're going, because I know, you know, we love sex. Yes, we do. We appreciate sex. We're good with sex. But there are other issues and conversations out there that I think we would like to have besides sex, right?
And I think it's very important that you're doing it like that because, you know, I mean, I think that you can cover the sex aspect as much as possible, but when now you're going to another level where you talk about other aspects, what you're doing is you're successfully about to stimulate and edify the brain. And when you do that, you will get more listeners, I'm telling you. Because we want to be stimulated mentally, not just physically. So I really think that the surge of growth is here now.
Right. First of all, I appreciate everything you just said, and I agree with everything you just said. But I just want to let my listeners out there and my supporters out there, right now, my focus is you. I want to stimulate those that are with me right now in the seat. If those new folks or those new feet or those new seats come in, I'm all for y'all. I appreciate y'all coming, join the family, save the number, all that good stuff. But right now my focus is those that have supported me on this journey, that likes the show, that enjoys, you know, us talking and having these wonderful time that we do. But I think we are ready to just a tad bit more. Just give them a tad bit more. You know, we tried it before, but now I'm getting a little aggressive with it. There we go.
Okay.
I'm getting a little aggressive with it. So shout out to Mr. Reggie Jackson. He let me know he's tuned in right now. Shout out to him. And I tell y'all guys, he's kind of cute. But anyway, that's another story. I'm trying to be focused. Here I am talking about being grown and sexy, which I know progress in work.
There's a different Reggie Jackson, not the one I'm used to, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess.
Is it the Reggie Jackson?
Huh?
Is it the Reggie Jackson?
I don't even know who y'all talking about, but all I know is this guy is named Reggie Jackson and he's cute. That's all I know.
Okay.
That's all I know. He's cute.
Okay.
But is he
nice
the Reggie Jackson?
I don't know if he's the Reggie Jackson, but he's cute. He got a little mustache.
You never heard of a famous Reggie Jackson?
He got a little mustache. No, it's not him, damn it. I said he's cute. It's D. Reggie Jackson cute? No, he's not. No, he's not cute.
You keep saying Reggie Jackson. I'm like, D. Reggie Jackson.
No, not D. Reggie. I said, this one is cute. That one is not cute. That one is old.
What? That mean he ain't cute?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
You know who you remind me of, right? Black reporter.
Reggie Jackson?
Mm-hmm. With that mustache. But anyway, I digress. Ray.
Yes?
I miss you.
I miss you, too. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
You're going to hear...
Go ahead.
You're going to hear a lot more of me, too.
I like that. Y'all like that? I like that.
My thing is anything where the brain is stimulated, I love. Anything that'll cause me and other people to bring stuff to the table, you know, from a positive perspective, I love it.
So, you know, I have a show called, every month, there's always that one extra week that comes, it'd be 4 weeks, and then you got that fifth week or, you know, for a Tuesday to come. And on those days, I decided to do a little segment called The Locker Room, which is going to be male-based. You know, that's for my male audience. You know, if you out there, you want to be a co-host, you want to be part of a panel, definitely hit us up at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Visit the website phonefantasyradio.com to join us in the chat room right now. We're on there, we're on the quest and brick. But anyway, a few of the topics I have on there is the fear of rejection. So men, I'm going to need your opinions. I'm going to need y'all to get your notebooks, your cell phones, email me, call me up, let me know what you're thinking, because this is going down on the 30th. September 30th is going to be the first episode of The Locker Room, and the first topic is going to be the fear of rejection. I also have a show I want to do about vasectomies.
Mm.
Yeah. I want to tackle that. vasectomies. That's been on my mind actually since last season. So that's a conversation I would like to talk to men about. You know, we I'm a woman. That's all I know. Okay. That's all I know. But I want to know from a male's perspective, like, what do you go through? How do you come to the conclusion that that's what you want to do? Like, that's a big decision right there, you know? And we're going to learn more about it. So I think those are the two locker rooms, September 30th. And I think the next one is going to be next year, actually, because we run into holiday season. So, you know, if you got topics, if you're a male, you want to know more about it, let us know in the Facebook group. Hit me up on Facebook, all that. All that good stuff. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in right now. If you want to get on air, press 1. I'll let you on. 805-830-8320. We're down now to the last half an hour. It's the top of the hour, 10:01 p.m. on the East Coast and 9:01 p.m. on Central Time. And we're here. So, Ray, how was your summer? I mean, I know you're trying to play catch up and all that good stuff, but how was your summer? You did anything in particular?
Let's see. Other than officially hit Club 40, went to Atlantic City, worked, and then got laid off.
Aww.
No. Why are you sad? I'm not.
That's your excuse. You way to get your vacation in?
Well, you know, they downsized, and the thing is, you know, the past couple of months, me and the job really didn't see eye to eye, so I definitely don't look at it as a bad thing because I've been less stressed ever since. So, And as I said, I'm just rebuilding myself, you know, mentally, physically, spiritually, all that good stuff. And now,
oh,
you know.
Man. I'm happy that you are finally finding your way, or just getting comfortable with it. Cause I've talked to you for a few times, and I'm glad you seem happier than when we last talked. So I'm happy for that.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the support.
Brick, leave On a Quest alone. Why are you abusing On a Quest in the chat room, Brick? Shout out to On a Quest. She just abusing On a Quest. Verbal abuse. Verbal abuse. Brick. Blah, blah, blah. We're going to take a quick break. A quick 4 or 5 minute break. I'll be right back. I got some, I got to run to the bathroom. Okay, be right back.
My anaconda don't, my anaconda don't, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Boy, toy named Troy used to live in Detroit. Big dope, stealing money, he was getting some coin. Went to shootouts with the law, but he lived in a palace. Boy, bought me Alexander McQueen, he was keeping me stylish. Now that's real, real, real. Gun in my purse, bitch, I came just to kill.
By the way, unless you got buns, hun. Don't my anaconda. Don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
At her butt.
Yeah, he loves this fat ass. Yeah, this one is for my bitches with a fat ass in the fucking club. I said, with my fat ass, big bitches in the club. Fuck the skinny bitches, fuck the skinny bitches in the club. I wanna see all the big fat ass bitches in the motherfucking club. Fuck you if you skinny bitches.
Yeah, okay. Ray Brick.
Yes.
I need to ask, what did you think of that track right there?
I was kind of thrown off. I thought that this was like I thought Sir Mix-a-Lot did a remix of his Grammy Award winning song and it turned into this, you know what I mean? I was thrown off. I don't hate it, I just found it interesting.
I'd just like to say, and you can quote me on this, you will hear no Nicki Minaj on a Brick House radio show. That woman's voice gives me a headache.
It does. Okay. I don't even have a cop. That was my first time actually hearing it in its entirety. Honestly. This is my first time hearing the whole song in its entirety. Shout out to DeMarco from DeMarco Real Talk Radio, coming back real soon, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So shout out to him for hitting us up. He's enjoying the show. I appreciate it. Call us up, 805-830-8320. I don't know what to say, because one minute I'm about to lean her way, and then she comes out with that. Like,
no.
One minute I was about to, oh, okay, and then she comes out with that. Also, shout out to Miss Hughes. The LaDrama Princess. Shout out to her. The Bonafide Literary Show. She got that coming on Sundays at 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 Central. So after you turn into Brick House, you can go check out her on the Bonafide Literary Show. So shout out to them right there. Those are my peoples. I need to really create my Fantasy Friends network so people can get good quality programming when we're on air, when we're not on air. And, we can support people because I do support people here at Phone Fantasy Radio, regardless if they tune in or not. If I dig you, I'm going to support you. I've seen me in other shows. I call in, I chat, I email, I do all of the above. So I'm all about supporting other host out there. I'm not a hater. I'm not going to hate on your show. I'm not going to think you're going to steal my client, my listeners. Oh, no. You know, they be going hard with that.
Don't they, though?
They go hard with that. I'm like, you know, if you have a... Because I'm like, everything doesn't fit everybody. There's no way you can please everybody. There's no way you can do it. So if I'm talking about something that's just not on your radar right now, you're not feeling, I suggest you go support somebody that I support. You know what I mean? That may have a better topic, or not even a better topic, but have a good topic or something of your interest. You know, support them. It's okay. It's okay. I'm not going nowhere. You're not going to break or make me, because I've had nobody listen to me and still had a show. You feel me? So I'm not doing it because I want a million listeners. I'm doing it because this is what I enjoy to do. I like talking to people and meeting new people, and this is the platform to do that. That's my take on it. So business owners, event planners, radio show hosts, musicians, etc., You can share. You can promote. You know, I'm open to any and everything. You know, we do have a sponsor plan that we're working on. So you can advertise on our website. You can advertise right here on the show. I have a commercial. Al, go me. But that's neither here nor there. So, you know, I'm all for it. I'm all about supporting those out there. So event promoters, business owners, service providers, if you want to big up your stuff here at Phone Fantasy Radio, at a cost, of course, do so by sending an email or visiting us at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com or phonefantasyradio.com is the website. 805-830-8320. Shout out to the 919. Shout out to On the Quest, Reggie Jackson, DeMarco, Brick. Ooh. Somebody restricted just pressed the number one. Ooh. Hello, welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, what's going on? It's Reggie Jackson.
Hey, handsome. How are you doing?
How you doing? Thanks for the compliment. When I called, I forgot to press star 2, so you know I came in blocked. I don't want you guys to find me.
That's okay, hon.
No, I'm just playing.
That's
I was talking about that Nicki Minaj video. That song, I think it's more about the video, because they're on there shaking and twerking and got the little shorts on, so the song is not all that, and they got the old hook from the Smith's Love song, but I think it's more like Eye Candy, and Sex is Gonna Sell, so that's basically where she went with that song. That's what she's trying to do. She's just being nasty, trying to get them views.
Them younger. I don't know. But does that matter? That's a topic we need to hit on, too.
Yeah, that's what she's
going with. Age and hip-hop, that we need to talk about that. We need to talk about age and hip-hop. I really do want to talk about that, actually. But that's another topic here. But thank you so much, Reggie Jackson, for supporting us. You got to say your whole name. You just can't say Reggie.
Yeah.
You got to say your whole name. But you're looking over there. I see your little muscles. You got a little tattoo on your chest.
Yeah, that's what I said. Thanks for the compliment.
Yeah, I was looking at your pictures.
Okay, drop a photo.
You need to take one and cover yourself in bed
roll.
Oh, you know what? Somebody hit me up and was talking about bricks. Remember
what?
Remember the contest?
Oh.
Do you know
what
I got cursed out? We had a contest here on Brick House. Tell them, Brick.
Oh, we had a contest. Is this the underwear contest?
Yeah.
Who cut you out?
Huh?
Who cut you out?
This guy named Sean. I don't know if he won, but this guy named Sean, he submitted his penis pics.
Wow.
Remember we had that penis contest?
Oh, he upset?
Girl, he tried to holler.
Where are you? I hear your accent. Where are you from? Where are you calling? Where are you located? East Coast, huh?
Yeah, we in Brooklyn.
What part? Oh, Brooklyn?
Yeah.
In Brooklyn. Where you at?
Okay. I'm over here. I'm on the West Coast. I'm in Washington right now. Well, I'm far away. I'm on the other side.
Damn, you
always
us.
Yeah, but I need to come to New York, though. I have never been to New York, and I heard a lot of great things about it.
You can stay with Crush.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I need to come to Brooklyn, Harlem. I need to come to Harlem, Brooklyn, all that.
The way the Crush house is set up.
That's the hotel.
Don't tell nobody that.
Whatever you want, come just let us know, you know. Just, you know. We'll find somewhere for you to sleep.
You what? What you say?
People on Crush's fire escape.
I would like to come out there, though.
Max would not appreciate that. You know that's his spot.
That's true. So, whatever you get ready, just let us know. We'll find somewhere for you to stay.
Okay, I'll be nice.
Seriously. If you look at your picture, but you got to drop that pic first. Brick at yahoo.com.
I sent it to you already, girl. Check your Facebook page.
Yeah. Oh, I heard the ding-a-ling-ling. Hold on, we're going to look.
Anyway, folks, y'all know how we do up here at Full Fantasy Radio. This season is going to be awesome. Remember to tune in tomorrow night. We talk about niggas and bitches. Niggas and bitches. Is it a culture thing? Is it... We need to get... Is it more... We grown. I'm not going to say the N-word. I'm not going to say the big word. I'm going to say what it is. Niggas and bitches. We grown. That's it.
Yeah.
We grown. Everybody that tuned into this show is over 28, 27, in that range. Over 25, shit. So if you can say it outside, you can say it here. I'm not gonna stifle my listeners from freedom of speech. They have it on their heart and they have it on their mind. They need to voice it, and this is the place where they voice it. We are not going to stifle them for voicing their opinions. We appreciate your thoughts and opinions, and share them here at 805-830-8320. So the Honey Sweet comes back on tomorrow, and we're going to talk about niggas and bitches. Do anybody
and
that?
Before I get up, I just wanted to add, because when you first came on, you said something about smother, or something about smothering or somebody, something.
Uh-oh. You went to that?
I just wanted to know where you're going to go with it. I was trying to see what you were about to say about the whole,
it's
about
October
the whole thing.
I'm telling you today, October 21st, Crushing After Dark, it's BBW smothering time.
In October. I thought that was today.
No. Crushing After Dark, October 21st, it's BBW smothering time.
He ain't ready.
That's the topic for Crushing After Dark. Yeah, I got y'all covered.
He ain't ready.
He ain't ready. You ain't ready? All
right. I can remember that because that's right by my son's birthday, so that's an easy date.
Yeah, September 21st. Like us. Join the group. Bring it to the table. PFR, bring it to the table right there on Facebook. We're also WRPF Radio. If you're not a member, join now. If you know somebody that would like to join, definitely get us in there. And that's what I got coming for y'all.
Thanks everybody
for joining us for the party. We had a good time as always. Formal Ray, are you there, Wee?
I'm right here, babe.
Ooh, you're all loud in my ear. I need to take these headphones off. Yeah, I need to stop sounding like that. Anyway, just wanted to make sure you were still there. Look, Brick, it's a process. I can't just quit it and turn it off like that. It's a process. 512, what's your name? Where you call from? Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Miss LaCrush? This is DeMarco with DeMarco Real Talk. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, DeMarco Real Talk Radio. How are you doing?
Real Talk.
Doing good. I'm enjoying listening, y'all. You know, I listen. You know, I support you all the time, and I'm with you on some of that stuff you were saying. You know, how you were saying that, you know, you support regardless if they support you or not. That's a true statement. And, you know, a lot of people out there, you know, we knocking each other down, and we need to be supporting each other instead of pulling each other down, having fun, just like you doing on your show and how we do on our show.
That's it. That's all. Only way I know is to have fun, have a good time. I'm not going to sit up there and stress. I have too much stress in my life to sit up there and worry about who the kid thing they feeling. You know, I'm just, you know, let's do this like groomers, all like this stuff.
That's right, and my thing is this, if you don't like what I'm talking about, tune into somebody else. Because I'm not, you know, like I say on my thing, you know, as I say on my show, my slogan is we don't tell you what you want to hear, we tell you what you need to hear, and we don't sugarcoat a damn thing. So we're going to let you say what you need to say, when you need to say it. So, you know, just make sure you tune into our show, make sure you keep, you know, supporting LaCrush, you know, and Phone Fantasy Radio. You know, we good shows. You know, it's a lot of good shows out here. So, you know, just make sure everybody, we need to keep supporting each other and helping each other out. Stop knocking each other down.
I know, that's right. So when did you come back on?
I will probably be back on within the next 2 weeks. We are actually trying to get ready for the Council Awareness show that we're going to be doing all October, like we did last year.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. Keep us informed. Thank you for supporting us and joining us today. And Brick, I see your damn finger. I see your damn thumb, Brick. I see your thumb. We got a lot going on, folks. Full Fantasy Radio. time as we at for the chat room. Brick on the quest, some other folks are in there. Thank y'all for supporting us. Let me know what y'all think of the website. Let me know what y'all think of the website. Is it easy, flowing? Do I need to improve it? I would love to hear back from y'all what y'all think of phonefantasyradio.com. Also, I do websites, flyers, social media, consulting, all that good stuff. Check out crushcreations.com. That's spelled with a K and a K. Crush, K-R-U-S-H, Creations, K-R-E-A-T-I-O-N-S.com, to find out more about what I'm offering, because I'm about that life. DeMarco, Reggie, Ray. Wait, hold up. DeMarco, Reggie, Ray. I like that. Anyway. DeMarco, Reggie, Ray, on the quest, all those silent supporters back there, our undercover cheerleaders, we like to call them here. Thank y'all so much for tuning in and joining us, and I hope y'all do come back for the locker room. We'll be talking about the fear of rejection. Also, guys, I need a co-host. If there's a male out there that's interested in co-hosting with me between 9 and 11 on a Tuesday night, let me know. If you want to be a guest co-host, you don't have to commit to anything. Let me know, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, or hit me up on Facebook at LaCrush Hearts. Really do appreciate y'all supporting us on the quest, BQS, all them good peoples out there. Y'all some sexy brothers. I'm just going to say that. Just going to throw it out there.
I was thinking the same thing about you. I'm looking on your page. I'm looking at this chocolate right now. I didn't know you had it like that.
Oh, you ain't know I had a... Listen. Oh, you ain't know I had it like that? This is family. There ain't nothing family about our radio.
This show is family radio.
Ain't nothing family about our radio. That's Sunday night. Oh, well, you don't see nothing. I don't know what you're doing on the quest. You don't see nothing.
You know what?
He don't. He literally don't see nothing. Huh? He really don't see nothing, Brick. I'm dead ass. He sent me a screenshot. It's empty. His box is empty. Okay. But anyway, we're going to work on that. We're going to work on that after the show. We got 5 minutes remaining. I'm going to give everybody a chance to shout it out. What you doing, what you got going on, starting with DeMarco. You got your radio show. Let us know a little bit more about that.
Well, pretty much, you know, like you say, my thing is pretty much freedom of speech. You know, say what you want to say. You know, we pretty much touch on any topic. Any ideas, you know, that you may have or something you want to talk about, you know, you can always shoot us an email at DeMarcoRealTalk@yahoo.com. Follow us on Twitter. We also have a Facebook page. We're always open to ideas, and we're always open to people coming in to co-host. And we have a lot of new things coming, but not announcing them yet, but they're coming. So just keep it up. Keep hanging in.
Sound like a plan. Huh?
You'll put me out on that. When's your show? Come on, so I can tune in.
We tune in come on Tuesday nights. It's going to be Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. So y'all time, I guess that'll be 8 o'clock on the East Coast.
8 to what? 8 to 10 or 8 to 9?
You know, we try to stay on for like 2 hours. Well, I try to stay on for 2 hours. You know me, I'm pretty much, you know, like LaCrush. You know, I don't have a problem talking to people. I love making people laugh. You know, we're going to bring back more music because I kind of touched on some nerves last year, and some people couldn't take some of the things I was saying, but, hey, I'm real. I'm going to keep it real, so it is what it is.
I know that's right. Sound like a plan. Shout out to On the Quest. I hope we get this chat room fixed. Thank you, DeMarco. Appreciate you supporting us and joining us, and I can't wait to try to check out your show.
No problem. I understand we're all busy, but thank you
all
too for
appreciate that. Mr. Formal Ray, any final thoughts, shout-outs, thing popping for you?
Yeah, I definitely want to shout out you and Lady Brick. Great to be in your company. I look forward to being in your presence one day, both of you. And I just look forward to bigger and better things for the show and in life.
Okay. Thank you, Former Ray. Shout out to Reggie Jackson. He dipped on us. He had some food cooking. Y'all know how it goes. Y'all get to laughing with us and burn your food. I ain't got no food stamps to give you. Like, I ain't got no food stamps to give you. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm not coming all across the country to Washington to give you my EBT card. It's not even going to happen like that. I'm just letting you know. LBVS, LBVS. I'm just letting you know, LBVS. On the quest says Former Ray should be a male host.
Now you see, he's starting with me.
He said he don't know what you. No, he's not. He just let you know he don't see what you're writing. You said he was ignoring you. He's letting you know that he did not see what you was writing. He's showing you. He gave you the link.
And what did he say next to it? Not scared, right?
Right. Because you said he was scared.
You better be scared.
No, wait a minute. Hold up, Brick. You asked him. You said he's scared above, remember?
He is scared. You better be scared. His horn is popping. The walk is in you.
You got no wins, Quest. You got no wins. Think for him, Ray. You think you want to take the co-host seat one day again?
Yeah, well, yeah. One of these days, definitely. You know, to reshuffle my skills and to enlighten the folk and to be enlightened as well.
Yes, yes.
We have to get some royal music to play when he come on.
Some what? Ah, oh, man, I do not get some music.
You forgot about me. Time is ticking and you forgot about me.
I did not. I'm looking at the time right now. I was going to say, Brick, well, you know, you coming back on Sunday, October 5th. Are you excited? Are you ready? What's your final thoughts?
Yes, I'm very excited. And we're gonna mix it up. We're going to mash it up. Talk to real people. Talk about the society. Talk about the man. Talk about the oppression, the struggle. We'll rip it off. Because the Rue Revolution will not be televised, but it will be broadcast.
On Brick House is returning. For all those that don't know, Brick House is returning to Phone Fantasy Radio Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are ready this season. All this is going down. In October, I just got the 60-second mark. I'm just letting everybody thank y'all once again for tuning in to Phone Fantasy Radio and supporting us. I really do appreciate it. Phone Fantasy Radio, Musically Inclined, The Honey Sweet, Fantasy Limelight, that's the lineup. We got so much happening. I'm excited. Remember, I'll be back on air tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, for the debut back show of The Honey Sweet. We're having a candid discussion about niggas and bitches. That's it.
Niggas and bitches.
We keep it light. We keep it airy, but we are grown and having a conversation, so... Everyone for supporting us. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a wonderful evening. Reggie, enjoy your meal. Email me a chicken wang or whatever you're cooking.
Frank's and beans.
Frank. You know what? I want some. I really do want some Frank's and beans.
Me too, girl.
I want the old school Frank's and beans. I want the chopped up onions. You know, I want the way Granny used to make. What Granny used to do is some pork and beans and some fries, man.
So we have
you know what I'm talking about. Oh my goodness!
Look it up.
That's another conversation. Tune in tomorrow, y'all. We out. We just gonna leave now.
Later,
I'm gonna play a song and we out. Here we go. Some Rick Ross.
First of all, understand that she's a master at what she does. And the fact that she's a master at what she does, and the fact that she also has a master's degree and has mastered the ins and outs of this business, the fact that she's doing all of that and giving me brain at the same time is just to let you understand, mastermind.
Supreme baller like. With a team of supreme bitches.
Hey, Rosé, what's up, boy?
Yeah. Is that your soulmate or your cellmate? Do you fuck with him or you stuck with him? What's a real nigga who ain't being real with you? What's a down-ass bitch that ain't feel with you? That's a shame, Keenan, I be Wayne. Yeah. Put your best shades on, look what I became. Yeah. Had the Allen out the game in my own shoes. I be stepping over niggas, Tyrone lose. Ooh, from the real, that's the only crowd I hear. Smoke, push, drink to rock, and I call it loud and clear. Hermes, outerwear, all go Outermere. Time for a high tops, like you niggas out of wear. Them shit's beautiful, what is it, velvet? I fuck your bitch, froggy style, word to Melvin. Baby boy shit, you want some maybe boy shit. Like you got it now, but it may be your boy shit. 6-7 Rolls Royces, maybe it's Floyd shit. Your bitch playing games, I may be the joystick. Yeah, supreme baller life, that's all I like. Straight to the source for the J's, I got all of my.
Come on.
Opulence, first cat to take rap across the continent. I get your whack for a sack, it's a G thing. Then throw a rack in a crack, it's a G string. Cash few hundred, clack, who want it? Bag of blue hunnids, dash 200, dash 250. MSB nigga, oh you nearsighted. You can see me, nigga. I'm a different speed, different league, different breed. Hit different hoes, so you die from a different disease. Dopest of the illest, illest of the dopest. Fold a $2 million check in front of my loafers. You get to heaven, you go ask Biggie about me. Closest thing to Rich Porter, speeding in the Audi. Hot tamale, get the hoes hot without the molly. Hopping out the Rari, bodies in the lobby. Llamas like a dolly.
Praying for your parents. See me when you see me in the BM. Look like Eric Sermon. The most beautiful thing of my eyes keep Mary. My keep stuck one. So they never think about it. Clock 5, T6. Take to think about it with the single pilot. New money, all I see is blue money. In Olinda projects, new coupe running. Pipe dream, melting shorty ice cream. Temp change with a boss, you would like fiends. Top three, who can top me? Dead or alive, been that nigga Xbox C. I'm in paradise with a paradise. Let's get this money, mastermind, savage life. 50 mil, is it really real? We the hottest niggas, so fuck how you feel.
This is that mastermind shit, baby.
black bottles and a six pack of supermodels.